This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. It's just me and Joe today. So sup? Instead of our regularly scheduled recording where we continue on with our story, we will be shifting our attention to 5 years ago within the Memoria Sanctorum. I wouldn't say junior archivist, but not much higher, finds themselves being presented with a book.
Okay, what's the title?
The Encyclopedia of Everything.
Oh, wait. This is the wrong section.
The person presenting it to you has a hood up, and so you can't really see their face. It's just like, are you not a... what is the word that you use for collator? Person that checks the...
Yes, but just... you're supposed to go to the front desk first, check it in with them.
But I want you to handle it.
Why me? I don't deal with encyclopedias. I deal with magic books.
Well, this is a magic book.
It clearly says encyclopedia on the title.
By magic books, do you mean enchanted books or books about magic?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Well, then there you go.
I hate nerds sometimes. Sure. Any magic in particular or just a general purpose?
There are far more pages than what it would appear to have.
Do you have any paperwork to go with it?
Yes, hold up. The being in front of you reaches into their cloak, and you see this small shine of arcane energy as they put their hands into presumably some sort of extra-dimensional pocket. They pull out a couple of sheets of paper that are, you know, very well-done official documentation.
Thank you, sir. Your donation is, as always, very welcome. Can I be of any further assistance?
Just keep good care of this.
I am sure the library will.
Yes.
Out of character, I know exactly what this is.
I would hope so.
Yes. So, Amadeus is like, turn around, get out of sight. People, why do they insist I deal with me? Okay, so, what's the paperwork, sir?
Moments ago, it looked really well done. Now that you're looking at it again, it is literally just a bunch of scribbles in the approximation of words.
I repeat, I hate people. Why do I keep having to deal with them?
But there is one clear sentence. It just says, you got this.
Wizards.
It seems you have been duped.
Freaking wizards. Okay, they really should ban illusion magic at some point. Okay, so I'm assuming I have a desk somewhere. Yeah.
You basically walk into this hall that is desk upon desk upon desk upon desk. It's this 50 different archivists and...
and we each have our own desk.
Yes.
And each is messy as heck, but we each insist that there is a method to our madness.
Yes. It is not an unusual occurrence for people to argue about the correct placement on instruments and devices upon their desk.
Yeah. They tried implementing regulations once that and were immediately ignored.
Ignored maliciously.
Yes. So I will find my desk, which I insist is ordered to it. There's really not.
Give me a investigation check.
Investigation? All right, that is that. That is a 21.
Everything has been moved 1 inch to the left.
Is there anybody sitting near me?
Yeah, your neighbor who is doing a very poor job of hiding a smile.
I reach over, slap him over the back of the head. Leave my desk alone.
You are so... fair enough.
Also, you got me. Congratulations. Kind of funny. Sit down, move everything the inch back to where it's supposed to be. And I will open the book so that I can catalog this.
Yeah, cataloging, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah, you open up to the front page and it says Encyclopedia of Everything, Volume 1A. And you realize that this is going to take a while.
Oh, boy. Okay, so get out some paper, quill, ink, notes. And I will start trying to fill out the cataloging paperwork so I can deposit the book somewhere.
As you go about it, it goes through, like, it has far too many pages, and it does seemingly cover just about everything.
Yeah.
Because you've been working for the past 3-4 hours at this point.
Yeah.
And you're slowly chipping away through. Not only is it an encyclopedia, it also seems to be part dictionary.
Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah,
wizards! Why?
And then you turn the page, and the header is administrator. And all it says on the page is you.
No, I am not in administration. As I flip the I'm like, I am not going to deface the book. I am tempted to be like, no, but also that would deface the book. And I would get in trouble, so turn the page. It's like, nope, not touching that with a 50-foot corn pole.
And you keep working. This was the first thing you were handed this day, so you have basically the entire day. And around about the time that you would usually end the day, you get to the point it's just like, I'm going to do one more page and then leave it at that, and you flip to the next page, Amadeus.
So does it just have my name on it?
Yeah.
And what, you in brackets?
Yes, and it is a fairly detailed account of your life so far.
What the?
Like, there are things that are on the next couple of pages that you're just like, now that it's been pointed out, I remember that. I had forgotten that I knew that.
Oh, and a lot of stuff that I have not told anybody.
Yes.
Okay, I did not know I had a wife excited enough to have a stalker, but okay.
As you say that, kind of flip the page to kind of see whereabouts this section on you ends. And as you flip the page is a blank. And then you see the book seems to write on itself as it says, I'm offended. I'm not a stalker.
Quill, dip ink. Then, why is there a section in here on me? Question mark, question mark, question mark. You stalker.
The pages absorb the ink full on Tom Riddle's diary style.
Yeah, yeah. And I've kind of had that in mind every time he's,
yeah,
you know.
And it's just like, well, you are something or someone, aren't you? This is an encyclopedia of everything. You are part of everything.
In this case, technically correct is the worst kind of correct, and I hate you.
Fair.
Let me guess. Wizard? Question mark?
There is a pause after the ink gets absorbed into the page and disappears. And after a while, it's just like, oh, it's not going to respond. And then just before you go to move on, you hear the scratching on the page. And it's just like, I only wish that I was that low.
You obviously have not met enough wizards in your lifetime, else you'd be laughing along with me.
As the book absorbs that, it's just like, I've met far too many wizards.
And topping their ego to boot. Congratulations.
It's responds, thank you, but there is a punctuation mark at the end that you very rarely see, that is basically just, like, gives across the tone of, thank you?
I see you got the meaning of my sentence. So, if this is your book, why are you putting it in a library and not keeping it for yourself, or leaving it somewhere more useful?
Well, I'm one person, and I can't put everything into the encyclopedia of everything on my own.
Fair. Well, I'm going home, because this book is massive, and I haven't catalogued everything in it yet, but nice talking to you, whoever you are, Mr. Not-Wizard.
As the book once again absorbs the ink, and there is one final message, you may call me the Curator. And as the book absorbs the ink of that, it closes itself.
Yep, I'll head back to my quarters for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird book. Well, get dinner. Head home, sleep, unless disturbed.
The next morning, you await, and do you have a bedside?
I'd assume sort of small,
yeah,
bedside table with a lamp on it, you know, candle, torch.
Source of light.
Source of light, because source of light's never hurt.
Yeah, you know, it's still staring through fog, because dark vision doesn't allow you to see properly.
No, it's like black and white, sort of.
Yeah, everything is dim, treated as dim light and black and white. So, yeah, like I said, like staring through fog.
So, yeah, still doesn't hurt to have a light source. It's why I'm thankful for Tanwyn, because I can plonk right on something and see relatively normally.
Yes.
But yeah, as you awaken and you sit up in bed and your brain immediately goes, there's something off. What is it? And it takes your brain, because, you know, you just woke up, a few seconds to figure it out. As you realize that the book that you were working on yesterday is on your bedside table with a note attached to it.
It's too early in the morning for this. Grab the note.
Work to do. Pages to catalog. Assign C.
I hate wizards. Even not wizards. All right. Crumple paper. Do the needful. Grab book. Head to desk. Bloody not wizards in the encyclopedias of everything. Volume A. Right. I'm trying to get back to the page about me, because that's where I left off.
Yes. And then you get to the page about you. Or pages.
Pages, yes.
And reading through it is just like, yeah. It's going through all the, as previously stated, important moments of your life and everything. And then you get to a point where it's just like, that hasn't happened.
That wasn't... Okay. What the... In the name of... What? That's... What? What the hell's Adonia? I'm assuming that's what's in there.
That's further ahead. But the first thing you notice is just like, that hasn't happened yet. Fire in the archives.
I walked to the guy that tried to prank me yesterday. Stupid question.
Do you have an answer?
Yes. Great. Was there a fire in the archives yesterday?
No.
Hmm.
Almost never fires in the archives.
Yeah, no. That's why I said stupid question.
There's a lot of magical protections and everything.
Yeah. And that's rule number one. No fire magic in the archives.
Yeah, just continual flames because, you know, they don't burn.
Exactly. All right. I'll be right back. I'm going to head towards archives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have authority to go to archives, but, you know, I'm going to head towards archives and check that out because that's weird.
Yeah, you go to head to the archives building, which is close to storage, but it is its own separate thing. Storage is where all the relics are. Archives is where all the knowledge is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to archives.
Yeah, and you get to the entrance to the archives, which has this... booth with a person in it, glass window, lit. Security guard, that's what the word I'm looking for. And it's this older crotchety tiefling woman.
Oh.
Think the slug character from Monsters, Inc. as a tiefling.
Right.
Hello.
How can I help you?
I might have gotten a warning about a fire in archives.
Why would there be a fire in the archives?
I don't know. I got... a warning in a book that there might be a fire in archives, and I thought I would at least pass the message on in case there was a fire in archives.
She just looks at you incredulously and then's just,
as much as I don't want to believe that a fire will happen in the archives, I suppose it can't hurt to go check. I need to stretch my legs after all.
I am happy to keep an eye on the desk until you get back.
It's always nice when the young people are kind.
One tries.
Good. Well, I can't let you into the booth. Just stay put.
As I said, I'll keep an eye on the desk. Here's fine. So, is there like a...
Chairs are everywhere in the Memoria Sanctorum. Anywhere that people might just decide to randomly plop themselves down to do one thing or another, chairs have eventually been put there.
Yeah. Or brought there. So yeah, I'll plop down on a chair and, you know, wait for her to get back.
All the other chairs in all the various areas, they're all mismatched because one person will go, I like this type of chair. Plop. Old tiefling security guard pops out into the back and is gone for about 5-10 minutes or so before bursting out the door that connects to the archives, not the door to her booth.
There's a fire in the archives.
Well, I'm glad I came with the warning then.
What are you standing there for? Get water.
All right, yes, right.
And as she runs into her booth and where's the button, slams the button and just alarms go off.
I'm assuming that there's like stations for this.
Oh, yeah. Basically, there are these cabinets that contain scrolls and wands that bring water spells.
Yeah, I don't have class levels yet.
No.
But I assume that I can still...
Yeah, scrolls and wands are designed in a way that anybody can use them.
Yep, I will start... I'll grab a couple of scrolls, stuff them in a pocket, grab a couple of wands, double hand a couple, you know, wand in each hand, as I start running towards the fire.
The security guard is not far behind you after having pushed the alarm to...
Yeah, yeah. Assuming she shoves me out of the way to get to the closet herself to grab stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the great thing about tiefling fire is less...
Yeah, we are resistant to fire.
Which is the only reason that she's not telling you to run. And yeah, you guys run into the archives. It's towards one of the back corners that there's this fire. And you guys start using the scrolls and the wands to hit it.
Yeah.
It is dimming down, but you notice that there is some... I mean, fire moves in of itself, but you swear there is something inside of the fire moving.
What's the name of the security guard?
Dolores.
Dolores, right. Dolores, seems to be something moving in there. I'm going to try and dive in and have a look.
She grabs one of the wands, waves it, and this coat of water surrounds you.
Thank you. As I start running towards where I think this, whatever it is moving.
And the fire, you presume, only recently started considering...
It's a fire, not a conflagration.
Yeah. It's basically consumed an aisle or two of...
And I'm assuming, given the amount of spell work, that it's moving, but it's slow work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to dive into where I think I see the whatever's moving.
And you see, as you get closer, you see humanoid. There's two legs, two arms, horns, or potentially a tiefling.
Tiefling, or something from the pits, maybe? Question mark.
Yeah.
At least tiefling.
Yeah, something from Pandemonium and like tail. And then it shifts, and you realize that its body was hiding this giant axe that it's holding in one hand. It's also an old style of axe, like an Epsilon axe.
Hello, creature from the abyss.
And its head turns to you, and you realize that it is an animalistic head, but you could not for the life of you determine what type of animal. Like, it's a long snout, but there are saber-tooth fangs. Like, it looks kind of horsey or like goatee.
Yeah.
But with three eyes and saber-tooth teeth and six horns.
Take an involuntary step back. Oof, I might have made a mistake. Sort of step.
And as you're making noise, suddenly everything goes silent. As it brings a single finger to its mouth, and you hear in your head, silence in the library.
Hi, could you stop burning the library, please?
It looks around it, and it's just, this is an unfortunate consequence of my existence. Nothing will burn, though. I mean, you might. I am just here for information. And it reaches up and grabs a scroll. And it's not a spell scroll. It's a giant meter and a half wide scroll with wooden ends and everything.
We have a front desk that you could ask if you needed help.
I am taking this knowledge. It should not be in the hands of mortals.
I'm not exactly in a position to argue, though.
Keep up the good work, archivist. The Infernal Library will claim it all eventually.
Sure.
And as it says that, it takes the scroll and this circle of fire, which is interesting to see in amongst just a field of flames, appears, and it just steps through it and vanishes. And as it does, the fires around you all instantly dissipate.
Good. That was... that wasn't good. I should go tell Dolores. This is above my pay grade.
Dolores is 10 meters behind you.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Dolores because this is 20 steps above my pay grade.
Yeah.
I was archiving the Book of Everything, Volume A.
Volume 1A.
It's like... Yeah, hey Doris, somebody took a scroll.
What do you mean, someone took a scroll?
A entity took a scroll from hell. An entity, I think by context, from hell, took a scroll.
Demons shouldn't be able to get in here.
Well...
Strange.
Well, he said something about an infernal library, so I am assuming demon... Devil something. It's above my pay grade, but, you know, demon, devil. He had a weird snout, saber-tooth teeth, and three eyes. And he generated a flame portal to leave.
You are seeing these things, and Dolores, who is, you know, just, like, yes, demons are acknowledged to exist because, you know, wizards have a bad habit of summoning them.
And gods exist.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not, you don't just run into them.
No.
And Dolores is just like, how are you so calm?
I'm really not.
That's the reaction I was expecting.
As soon as I leave, I am going to my room and freaking out. I'm not sure I'm processing right now. Look, that's that happened, and he told me to keep it up.
I will inform the master.
Yes, if somebody needs to talk to me, my name is Amadeus. Well, I'm in intake. I've got a book to read. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to chuck these ones back in the station, go to my room for 5 minutes, and freak out. Because that happened, I need to... Bye.
I imagine this is a moment where you might describe somebody as scurrying away.
Yeah, scurrying away. I basically tossed any remaining scrolls and wands back in the thing. And I'm like...
Are you running, or are you power walking?
I am power walking.
Yep.
Yeah, I am not stopping. I'm just power walking towards my room. Shut door, lock, yeah, screaming.
Yeah. Other than the stuff in your bedroom, what do you have in your accommodations?
It's pretty bare bones. My coat and my long sort of duster, mm-hmm. a lot more pristine than it was is 3 or so years down the track.
Yep.
After tracking it around with the Dernia, 5 years down the track rather, tracking it around with the Dernia. So I've got a coat rack to hang that on. I've got a couple of non-fiction books that I'm reading for fun. Because
can't get enough of it.
Yeah, man, books, they're awesome. And a couple of letters from the folks. Other than that, it's bedside table, closet.
Reading chair.
Reading writing desk, coat rack with the coat on it. So other than that, it's pretty bare bones. I'm assuming since I'm near the bottom of the totem pole, I couldn't swing a dead cat in this room.
It's small, but it's enough.
Yeah.
Because there's shops and cafeterias, and this is enough for you to have personal space, but you don't need much because we've provided everything else.
Yeah, I assume I get like a small stipend.
It's basically student dorm.
Basically just freak out there for a good 10 minutes because I am trying to process all of that before I head.
As you finish freaking out, you notice that on your reading desk is the book.
God, Odafora, what the... Okay. I'm going to go to the book, chuck it on my reading writing desk, flip to a blank page.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming that's not hard to find.
Going in with the intention of finding a blank page, 2 or 3 flips in, blank page.
Quill, inkwell, the... was that?
As the book absorbs that, the response that you get is, you're going to have to be specific. I know most things. I don't see everything.
How did you know there was going to be a fire in archives?
Well, because that's what was going to happen.
That both answers my question and doesn't.
Well, you had a scroll that belonged in the Infernal Libraries in there, and the Infernal Library came and collected what it belongs in it.
Can you predict the future?
More like put 2 and 2 together to make 5.
That's not how math works.
I know that's not how math works, but sometimes I am incorrect. I can take educated guesses.
Okay.
And when you know as much as I do,
okay.
Typically well-educated guesses.
Fern, if you are not a wizard, what in the name of Artifor's soggy bits are you?
Well, that's a new statement.
It's really not.
I am the curator. Ave, which I am aware does not explain a lot. Suffice it to say, I was once mortal, tried to learn too much, and got punished by having to learn everything.
Ah, so you're like the caretaker.
To a degree.
Great. And I piqued your interest somehow then.
Yes.
I hate you.
You're welcome.
That's not what I meant, and you know it.
Oh, well.
Okay. I am not paid enough for this. I am not paid enough for this.
You will be.
Am I getting... I better not be getting promoted because of this.
No, you've already seen what happens.
What's a Dernia?
You'll find out.
Have I told you I hate you recently?
Yes.
Good, because I do. And also leave me alone.
Unfortunately, I cannot. You have the book now. It's yours.
Can I give it back?
No.
Why not? I want to give it back.
Because it's yours now. It's decided it likes you.
Books aren't sentient.
Says who?
Logic? Magic? The laws of books. Pick one.
I mean, this one technically isn't, but it is decided to attach itself to you nonetheless. I mean... Partially because I gave it to you. You did accept it, after all.
Because I thought it was a normal book.
I know.
You're a dick.
So I've been told.
Not often enough, apparently. Okay, I'm... Oh, boy.
I am both sorry and not sorry for roping you into the life you're about to live.
My dad of forest, soggy... Okay.
On the plus side, you get magic.
How?
You'll find out. Just simply having the book will give you magic. I am being far too coy.
Yes. Okay. Well, until I get promoted, I've got a job.
Yes.
Now that I'm done freaking out about... I've got something else to freak out about now. I'm getting promoted to something called Adonia. Okay, I'm going back to work.
Yes.
Presumably the Adonia know where to find me. Closed book.
Yes. You... do manage to finish cataloging everything that is in this book after about a week. Yeah, there is, like,
there's a lot.
It does seemingly cover everything that begins with A.
Starts with the letter A and Cookie moves on to Aardvark.
Yes.
Anyway, I presume somebody eventually comes to talk to me about what happened in the archives.
Yes. After a week or so, you are summoned to the caretaker's office.
I'm not turning that down. You know, I go.
And yeah, you see the caretaker, I forgot how I described him earlier, but yeah, you see the caretaker standing behind.
I think he's like mid-30s.
Yeah.
With sort of sleeveless robe. He's got chain.
Yeah, chain tattoos on his arm.
Chain tattoos on his arm that represent the curse that they basically put on him.
Yeah. And he has a desk in his room, but it's not one that's situated in the middle of the room because he isn't in here doing paperwork and trying to look imposing or anything like that.
No, because he's got a job.
Yeah, he's the groundsman.
Yeah, and he actually does the job.
What you do find in there are four chairs set up in a circle in the middle of the room, three of which are filled, one by the caretaker and two by these individuals in robes and armor with a insignia on them that you haven't seen before.
Okay.
Amadeus, please take a seat.
Just cautiously take a seat. How can I help?
It has come to my attention that a week ago I was informed of it then, but to bring everybody up to speed on the matters here, you went to archives, informed them that there would be a fire.
Yep.
And encountered a silence keeper from the Infernal Library.
Oh, so that's what that was. Yeah, big...
Demon thing.
Demon-looking thing with the weird snout and three eyes and... please don't.
Yes. Yeah. How did you come by that information?
I read it in a book. Take out the...
book that has decided to appear in your bag every time you go to open it.
Yeah. Take out the book.
The caretaker takes it and looks at it, hands it to two armored individuals, and they look at it and both confirm and nod.
Yeah, if you walk under Amadeus, you'll see the appropriate entry.
One of them is this dark-skinned human with bald head and white tattoos all over his body. It's just like, okay. And as he kind of thinks the name Amadeus and flips the pages, eventually arrives to it and he looks through it and nods and closes it and hands the book back.
Take it back.
Right. Well, that book is interesting.
Yes, given to me by someone or something called the Curator. Apparently... someone who suffers from a similar condition to the caretaker, except he was cursed to research everything as opposed to go to place. Apparently. He could have been lying to me.
Fair enough. And this is the caretaker speaking. Right. Well, you will be going with these two individuals as we will no longer be needing your services here in the Sanctorum.
Okay. Let me guess. Donia?
The caretaker nod, and the two armed individuals do as well.
Okay. What is that exactly, because the book wasn't exactly... I haven't gotten to D yet.
The other individual, this orange autumn leaves skin and hair that also does look somewhat like leaves itself. A very rare type of elf that you know as an Eladrin.
Okay.
Like a seasonal elf. And she speaks up, well, we deal with things like the Silence Keeper from...
Oh, so some law enforcement? All right.
In a way.
What do I bring... I'm a researcher. What... Aside from looking through dusty old tomes, what do you need with a researcher?
She points at the book. We need that.
Right.
And it seems that you and it are a package deal.
Look to the book. I hate you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.